John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape Number 46. 32 minutes, 39 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. 35 seconds have been excised in accordance with the donor's deed of gift. The 7 excisions have been indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 46. Excision 1, 19 minutes, 10 seconds excised. Excision 2, 12 minutes, 32 seconds excised.
There's a crisis brewing in Colombia, which reported yesterday, which might bring a serious rupture in that government within the next 3 days. This is due to the fact that the Minister of Defense is opposing President Valencia's support of the action which the Colombian government took, supporting the OAS. I don't have too much information on this. We're going to watch it very closely, and I'll report to you for tomorrow.
Minister of Defense?
Minister of Defense, Ruiz, was hanging back.
He had communists?
Well, we didn't think so, no. We just think he was a communist, and we think he was a supporter of Castro. We're rather surprised at this.
Excision 3. 3 seconds excised.
I don't think our people have had a chance to talk to yours, Dean, about this yet.
Excision 4, 45 seconds excised.
Really did, it was pretty good. cancellation of it, even on a Friday, you see, may be a very useful signal too. I think that it could be, if it is related to the gift of business today, if this council is postponed. This is a healthy thing from the point of view of Lieutenant Castro and all the rest of them.
Okay, I agree with that. What time you let us know?
Excision 5. 4 seconds excised.
sophisticated equipment entrusted to the Cubans who were too temperamental, is the language you use. I think you could probably rely on that.
Well, that probably meant nuclear weapons.
No, I
well, maybe. Wait on that. Yeah. Now, let's see. We go through where's phase three? The brackets there, sure. The motor torpedo boats. I remember hearing you say once the motor torpedo boats come down good, there's nobody to keep them running. So I don't really worry about that or not.
These are rather better, Mr. President. You're guided by your early prejudices.
What about those storage sites? What's the value of them? I mean, is that something we just wave off and let it keep? Can they then keep the warheads in there? I just mean, can they keep warheads in there? Or
kind of improbable,
isn't it?
They barely cache of warheads.
Hold on.
Well, I think we'd have to have a post-removal inspection of those storage
sites. I think that's destroyed, they ought to be post removal.
Do you don't provide for any inspection after removal? In other words, you don't provide for inspection against re-entry?
Well, that's a third. That's a big gap here.
Because we're not trying to cover that phase in this particular instruction.
What do we do about the first phase in the area? What's our going to be our suggestion?
Proceeding to pursue our own policies in that regard. We don't ask them to compromise.
Well, the Red Cross has said that they would do this, but only Castro agrees. Because that's obviously pleased that we had accepted the Red Cross formula. But now it's Castro again, so we'll have to know. We won't know if we have not talked of Castro. But if we don't get anything of that sort, I suppose I'd probably have to go back to Austin as soon as Tom gets back.
assumption that the Russians are going to try to carry out the thing. Therefore, how we put the... We really seem to me to have to begin to think of extending the blockade to cover other than Russians. Otherwise, we're going to be putting all the heat on the Russians on the blockade line. At the same time, we're asking the Russians to carry out their agreement against the wishes of Castro.
Well, I think that if you come to Yukon's not successful, and we made a big fuss about this, and the Russians have made a fuss to say that this involves the security of all of these countries. You know, so
well, let's say, I think probably by tomorrow we won't have a precise picture. So the question really is, this blockade is suspended to tomorrow morning. If Yukon stays in Havana another day, we've got one problem. If he leaves tomorrow, I would think that the quarantine would stay on, but we probably hail the Russians and then pass them?
Yes, I would try to work out at this point, that's off today, an agreement that he would respond to our hail. And if he would, we'd pass the ships. Reimpose the quarantine at this point.
Then at least the quarantine's in effect. Somebody will have that conversation with Rumo.
I believe that that could almost happen without the conversation, Mr. President. The bloc diplomats are all saying that the acceptance of Bucharest, where it was terribly important to Khrushchev's space saving enterprise, is really what they would expect to have happen. Maybe worth confirming.
A little harder to accept the word on the dry card or something.
Sure.
Well, we may have to do it one day just to see what by the end of the week we are going to know what we're doing. Now, the other question would be how we keep the OAS sort of geared up and the Latins geared up. The trouble is everybody sort of lets down and falls from the best online.
Excision 6. 5 seconds excised.
So on. We may have to be back and rewind this whole thing up again this weekend. We want to be sure that... you think we ought to have a meeting with the OAS ministers, at least when we have a little more precise information and sort of keeping them up to date, because we want them with us. We have to...
We had a meeting of the OAS on Sunday where we emphasized that this does not solve the problem. This is only indication of the problems. The missiles are in the process of being solved.
Well, I think, Mr. Chair, it seems to me we may want by this afternoon if Castro to talk again as you friends on satellite to be spreading through the OAS and the UN that Castro was holding up this deal. This is very dangerous and center all the hostility of the UN, not on the Russians or on us, but on Castro for a period. I think all that must wait till we see what's going to happen this afternoon. We're going to meet tonight. We're probably better at 6.
We will plan a YouTube flight on low level for tomorrow.
Mr. President, on another subject, it's time we caught up with the Congo. We can bring you back to normalcy. I'd like to get to a meeting later today. I don't know if the Secretary would want to do that, or whether George McGee had better do it, or whether you both want to come.
I agree with you, but
could we take it that these instructions are approved and subject to the...
If you want to put in something about post-removal inspection of the missile sites, of the storage sites.
Well, we talked about that. It's included. Destruction or removal is the way it reads, of installations and so on. Saying that this is something which we should try to get, or we shouldn't pay anything.
No, but that's different. I'm not talking about trying to get the storage sites removed. I'm talking about getting a look at them after they say they're out of there.
Thank you. Excision 7, 35 seconds excised.